It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Joining us now, CEO of Beast Digital and also a political strategist, Ryan Kasson, to talk about where we're at with the Republicans as far as the president's battle to get to the bottom of what went on during the election process, whether there was a cheating going on or how much cheating or where it was or what was not good in the process here and where we're at in reality with the president's fight. Ryan, welcome back in. Thanks for being with me.
Good morning. Thank you.
So Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, both have expressed their support for the president's right to challenge all of this and look into it. In your professional political strategist opinion, was there some funny business going on with this election?
Well, apparently not enough to add up to any sort of widespread or systematic fraud that would change the outcome. Over the weekend, we saw President Trump's most serious legal case, one in Pennsylvania, which would they sought to invalidate all votes in the state, was ultimately denied any further progress by a conservative Republican judge saying that there was no evidence and that the argument was without merit. So that was a significant defeat for them that, over the past weekend here, we've begun to see some cracks in the president's foundation from elected Republicans like Senator Pat Toomey and Kevin Cramer and a handful of members of Congress saying it's time to begin to move forward here.
When you talk about the next election, do you believe that there's reason enough to reevaluate how some of the process works in different states as far as mail-in ballots, people being allowed to vote without showing ID? Should that be changed nationally, and should there be certain standards, although not universal, for every state to be doing the same thing? I don't think we need to go that far with it. But to me, if you don't have an ID, you don't vote. Should there be some other things we look at for the next election?
Well, yeah, and there are definitely common sense improvements that can be made, particularly if vote by mail continues to be a larger and larger share of the electorate. We've seen in states that have implemented vote by mail on a statewide level that there was years, in some cases, 7 years worth of preparation and transition to ensure that those elections were done safely and were protected from fraud. So there are big changes that have to happen at the legislative level within these states, but also there has to be sort of a cultural shift. We have to, as vote by mail becomes more common, training voters on how to safely cast their ballots and ensure that they're doing their part to protect the process, I think needs to become more part of the communication.
Yeah, but there's a difference between voting by mail and absentee voting, correct?
That's right. That's right. That's absolutely right.
So why do we even have this vote by mail thing that seems to be just kind of a blanket, we'll mail some ballots out and you just mail them back? How, as far as proving who you are and your legal status in order to vote, I'm not worried so much about it. You get a ballot somewhere in the mail, fill it out, and we'll count it. Why can't we go to ID-only voting?
Well, again, there are some very firmly entrenched Democratic interests that, certainly oppose at every turn. But I believe that the states where you see voter ID requirements, like Texas, for instance, where I'm from, that right. the elections are incredibly well protected and are run at a very, very high level with low levels of fraud. I think it's one of those that's an example of one of the common sense changes that can be made that would protect the system writ large.
Ryan, what are the reasons that the Democrats say we can't require ID?
Well, there's the stated reason, and then there's the real reason.
I want the real reason.
The real reason is because Democrats believe that the more people who come out and vote, regardless of whether or not they're eligible to vote, that it will favor them, that their get out the vote operations where they round up people in some cases literally off the streets and take them to polling places.
Yes.
It requires no ID present for that sort of effort to be successful.
It just makes zero common sense that you don't have to have an ID and you get to vote. It's just insane to me. It's just nothing about that makes sense to me. Do you see that potential of a change for that?
Yes. So what we saw in 2020's elections was that Republicans won an even larger share of legislative houses across the country. And so those are things that conservatives have long believed in is a common sense way to protect our elections and the integrity of our voting. And so my expectation is that that will, especially in light of what happened in the 2020 election and concerns around fraud, that will certainly be top of the docket.
All right. Very good. Ryan Kasten, thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. And we'll have
Thanks
you back
so
soon. No doubt.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.